At this rate, the State of the Union is going to be held as a casual, loose affair at a high school gym, just the way the Founding Fathers intended it. This week, in a bizarre exchange, House Leader Nancy Pelosi and President Trump traded emails about how this address was going to go down, and I genuinely don't think that POTUS knew that he couldn't just show up to Congress and start talking to America. So it must have been some surprise to have a powerful woman tell him no, and there was absolutely nothing he could do about it. Alas, for the man who claims to be the master of the deal, he was very clearly outplayed in a very public manner. In the words of the commander-in-chief, "This is her prerogative. I will do the address when the shutdown is over. I'm not looking for an alternative venue for the State of the Union address because there is no venue that can compete with the history, tradition, and importance of the House chamber." Oh, you don't say. The craziest part about this is that he's even interested in giving the speech at all. It's pretty clear to everybody that can see. The State of the Union is deplorable. I'm Clinton Yates, and that's my take.